This is a Dragon Blazer production, and I am the Little Boogeyman.
Champions of the world,
Boomer
and Blaze.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Boomer and Blaze Show. I am Boomer.
And I'm Blaze.
And here we are again. It's another week, but not just any week. As a matter of fact, I mean, we're a little ahead, but when you listen to it, it's not just going to be WrestleMania week. It's going to be WrestleMania day, baby.
That's right.
And I am super stoked. Today's episode, we are actually going to be watching In Your House Final Four, where we get a four-way for the vacant WWF Championship because Shawn lost his smile. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm going to do something a little different and ask you because, listen, man, everything I have prepared to talk about today is wrestling because it's WrestleMania week. But if there's any other thing outside of wrestling you would like to bring up, the floor is yours.
Oh, jeez.
If not, I have plenty, but it's just, it's all wrestling.
It's all wrestling?
It's all wrestling this week, baby.
Well, Mandalorian was awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to watch Knock at the Cabin. It's on Peacock now.
But I saw that, but I haven't watched it.
But I didn't get the chance to, so that was in my plans, but because I'm an M. Night Shyamalan fan anyway, and Batista's in it.
I was interested in it anyways, and yeah, right, there's the wrestling.
We got the wrestling tie to it.
The wrestling tie to it.
But yeah, I did not get a chance to watch that, so, you know, I kind of suck, whatever, it's fine. And besides, there is a lot going on this week, but the big thing is WrestleMania, baby. Not only that, unless you want to talk about it, I shared it on our page, but it looks like the sale of WWE is going to happen soon.
Oh.
Yeah. They even brought it up on CNBC.
Yeah.
Looks like this is going to happen. Now you got Nick Khan on TV saying that Vince has said he is willing to step aside if the company is sold. And I mean, to be honest, it seems like he is staying out of things, so maybe Vince does just want to be rich. You know what I mean?
Just
me the money.
Just wants to be rich.
I mean, look at it like this. Like, I don't know if you saw this, but Michael Jordan bought the Charlotte Hornets in 2010 for $1.5 million. And he's about to sell them for $1.7
billion. $1.7 billion.
That's a good profit.
A little bit.
Money.
So money.
Maybe Vince just wants to get really rich, but I mean, this has been all over. Like, and there's apparently several potential and serious buyers. And I mean, why wouldn't you be? It's $1 billion.
Right.
We've discussed this. As long as you let the people that know what they're doing run the show, I don't really care who buys it. Just let Triple H do what he's doing. And Triple H, we trust, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as long as we don't have someone like McDonald's buy it, and then we got Ronald McDonald comes out. He's like, oh, I'm loving it, bitch!
Like, Disney wouldn't be horrible. They don't mess with stuff usually.
Actually, a triple threat with Ronald McDonald, the Burger King, and Wendy might be entertaining. I'm not gonna lie.
I need some hush money if you have Wendy in there with them. I don't know if that's...
Hey, this is 2023. Women can wrestle men.
That's right. Well, it's happening.
It's fine.
It happens all the time now, right? So it's a regular, ongoing. Did you see the peaks and the pictures of the WrestleMania setup? Did you see?
I think I saw them.
Yeah. Like, dude, it's one of my favorites. I've loved sharing all those WrestleMania moments the last couple weeks on Facebook and everything because it takes me back. And the other day, I saw an aerial shot from WrestleMania 3 from the Silverdome. It was taken, like, from the top. That's still one of the, like, as far as a visual, I think WrestleMania 3 is still one of the coolest because it looks just so huge. SoFi Stadium is giant. Like, I'm super excited. I can't wait for the, I can't wait to see the stage. I can't wait for the entrances because we know we're going to get some good entrances. And, yeah, we're going to talk about the full card here in a minute. NXT will have Standard delivered to. We don't watch a lot of NXT. We've said that a million times. But the one thing that's going to be exciting is The Rock's daughter is going to make her in-ring debut this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So first match for The Rock's daughter. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
New toys are coming out. And they always reveal them on WrestleMania weekend. And yes, I'm one of those nerds. So I get excited.
get excited about those toys, new figures.
And we have a first time in the line, too. So they are actually going to release... they're going to release a line called WWE Debuts. So these are going to be like particular wrestlers in their attire when they debuted and all this. So the first set is none other than from Survivor Series, and it's The Undertaker and the Gobbledygooker.
Oh, God.
Yes, we are getting a Gobbledygooker figure, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a real thing. And it actually comes in a, it's pretty slick. It's going to come in a Survivor Series box, so it looks like a Survivor Series poster, but it's the Undertaker and the Gobbledygooker on it. So that's pretty exciting. Another huge one is they have this line called Defining Moments, and the Defining Moment figures are different. Like, their debuts are big WrestleMania moments, like the Rocky Maivia figure I have is a Defining Moment. It's from when he debuted. The most exciting one that's coming out, I think, is they have the Hell in the Cell Mick Foley. And the tooth is in the nose.
Oh.
Yes. The thumbtacks
are in the... The attention to detail, man.
The thumbtacks are in the back of the shirt, and the tooth is in the nose. So I'm pretty excited about that one. So yeah, you know, I always like to see when the new toys come out. It's my thing. I'm a little bit of a nerd. So
I mean, we do podcasting, so yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, we're wrestling fans.
About wrestling.
What are you talking about? We are not nerds at all, you know? I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm just saying.
I think the proper term is geek, actually.
You know, you can call it whatever you want, but I get excited about it. So, you know, here it is. Here you go. Here's the, I'm sure it's my co-host. There's the Undertaker. And there's the Gobbledygooker, baby.
Gobbledygooker.
Even with the eggshell.
Oh, and the eggshell breaks open.
The eggshell breaks.
Oh, that is beautiful.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Cody's is from Hell in the Cell when he tore his pec.
Oh, and they even have damage.
They have the damage, the chest.
Yes, damaged chest.
Sean, we just saw this Sean from the last pay per view with his, you know, hometown tights. That's
nice, nice.
Oh, no Foley shot though. I was hoping they had Foley there. What happened? Oh, anyway, yeah, very cool. I can't find the Foley figure. That sucks.
It's a shame.
But I'm excited about Foley. Tooth in the nose, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not knocking it.
No, not at all. I'll have to have one or two of them, I'm sure.
How cool would it be to have the Undertaker and the Foley from that match and a Hell in a Cell? Do they sell Hell in a Cell ring sets?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, there are some, like, yes, I buy some of these toys, but there are some collectors that are even adults. They make full arenas with crowds and everything.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they do, I see people do slow motion TikToks, like that where you create wrestling moments. Yeah, you can pretty much buy anything.
Oh my gosh.
They're actually coming out with a Nitro ring this year, so a lot of people are excited about that.
Oh, that's cool, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's talk. Are you ready to talk about WrestleMania?
Let's talk about WrestleMania.
There's so much to unpack. The complete card has been full, but before we do that, let's talk Hall of Fame first. That's where I wanted to go first. We now have our complete class for the Hall of Fame 2023, and of course the first one announced was Rey Mysterio, and then after Rey we learned that we were going to have Stacy Keibler. I'm trying to pull up the list because
that's a cool one.
Stacy Keibler I was excited about. Yeah, that was
cool. I remember Keibler.
I'm also excited about the fact that Tim White's going in. Mind-blowing that he's the first referee. This is Triple H thing too, and I respect Triple H for this. Vince never thought... Like, maybe refs aren't as big as they used to be, but man, even when I was little, I knew what ref was in there. I've always kind of known the refs. Like, I knew if it was Earl Hebner, I knew if it was,
That's the first referee.
Yeah,
I would have expected Earl Hebner.
You thought Earl would already be in there. Earl. Yeah, Vince has never, you know, we can induct celebrities, but we don't need to put, you know, we don't need to put our own officials in there who are a big part of matches, you know.
Right, right.
These days, there's not as many. Aubrey Edwards from AEW is one of the best referees, probably currently, in my opinion. So we got Ray, we got Stacy, we got Tim White, and I know I'm forgetting somebody here. The Great Muta, which we talked about last week, is also going in to the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to all of those competitors for their Hall of Fame inductions. We got the whole lineup for WrestleMania. And before we go over that, there's some bad news in there, because you know what's not listed on WrestleMania at all? Bray Wyatt and LA Knight is not listed at all. Yeah. I'm still reading conflicting stories. Some say injuries, some say creative issues. My guy who I know, my little inside source, he said that there's actually rumors. I don't think this is a bad thing, but remember I told you Bray said that he thinks The Fiend should be done because it wasn't ended properly, blah, 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 blah. But the new rumor is Triple H wants to bring The Fiend back. They don't feel like the character they tried was working. So I really can't confirm.
I don't think we know what the character they tried was, other than Uncle Howdy.
I really can't confirm whether, you know, Bray is injured or whether it's a creative difference, but LA Knight versus, or Bobby Lashley versus Bray is not listed.
Yeah, I heard Bobby Lashley is now on the Battle Royale.
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale that now takes place on the Friday night SmackDown before WrestleMania. It's not even on the WrestleMania.
So Bobby's not going to be on WrestleMania at all?
It's not even on the pre-show. Like the kickoff show, it's on SmackDown now.
That sucks.
And Bobby even went on social media and said, "I don't care who I face, man, but I want, you know, shoot, I'm ready for this. This is WrestleMania. We can't find somebody for Bobby to fight. Like, come on, man."
So, not to interrupt sadness of Bray, but I just wanted to bring up, you know, you mentioned Stacy Keibler, and
yes,
then we didn't talk about any of the other. Well, we talked about the referee, and we forgot about Andy Kaufman, because we talked about last week.
You're right. No, go ahead.
But no, anyways, that's not why I brought it up. Okay. You brought up Stacy Keibler, and I had to double check to make sure. I just saw Stacy Keibler not too long ago on an episode of Psych.
Okay.
You know, she was on an episode of Psych?
I did not, but I know she. I do know that she dabbled in acting. I do know that.
She was on an episode called Thrill Seekers and Hellraisers.
Okay.
Where she was a extreme sport junkie.
Ah, gotcha.
They were doing like whitewater rafting, like dangerous whitewater rafting, and like jumping out of planes. Like
Stacy, actually, and I know you didn't watch WCW, but I'm sure you're familiar that they had the Nitro Girls.
Yes.
Stacy Keibler started as a Nitro Girl.
Oh, I did not know that. No.
And then she was actually a manager or a valet.
It's like the first time you find out that Jennifer Lopez started out as a fly girl, you know?
Stacy's actually one of them that came over in the acquisition when Vince bought WCW. Stacy's one of them But, of course, she was the Duchess of Dudleyville, too.
The Duchess of Dudleyville.
Were you watching then? Were you watching when she was with the Dudley Boys?
I don't recall.
That might have been the period you weren't...
I don't recall.
Yeah, she was with the Dudley Boys for a while, which at first people thought was weird. It worked somehow, you know,
sometimes you gotta get those tables.
Stacy could be with anybody, really, though. Did it matter? She wore short camo everything when she was with the Dudley Boys, so, you know, Stacy's, those legs go for days, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we haven't seen no Stacy yet. We got a few years before we get any Stacy Keibler, so.
She was cool in the episode of Psych. She kept on flirting with Sean. I don't know if you ever watched Psych.
You know, I haven't. I had this discussion with a friend of mine, and they were like, "Well, obviously, we got to get you to watch this. It's on the cock.
It's on the cock.
Yeah, the cock has it.
Is it on the cock? Yeah. I've been watching it on Amazon Prime.
Peacock does have it.
I didn't realize
the
that
whole series. So.
Yeah, I've been watching it on Amazon Prime.
So
you
always
got to
check your cock, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Got to check my cock. But do you know what it's about?
I do know what it's about. I just never watched it back in the day.
It's a fun comedy. In fact. It's a fun comedy, and yeah, he just pretends to be psychic because nobody would believe a slacker like him would be that good. But he was just trained by his dad. His dad was a really good detective, so who taught him as a kid, like all the tricks of the trade. And now he's an adult, and he was brought in for questioning because he kept on solving cases, and they thought maybe he was part of it because they didn't believe. So he just lied and said he was a psychic.
There you go.
And that's how he knew. But he's just really good at observation.
Mm. Well, you know.
For the people that's not you.
Right.
That might be listening.
Yeah. There's
they don't know
people do listen, and they may not know what psychic
is. It's real good. It's a real good show. It's a fun comedy that was on USA.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of good things about it. Like I said, I just never.
It's fun. And Stacy Keibler was on it. Yeah, John Cena was on an episode, too. I just watched not too long ago. He plays
you can't see Cena. What are you talking about?
He plays one of the main cop's brother, who was a And he was a military boy. He came in. He was a Marine. Was he a Marine or a Navy? I can't remember what faction, but he was special ops of some sort.
This is very random, but a few weeks ago I was watching the NCIS that has L. Cool J and Chris O'Donnell in it. I think it's Los Angeles or whatever. Yeah. I don't know which one it is. Yeah. Point is, though, Shane McMahon showed up on there.
Shane O'Mac was on there.
He was a special agent. It was an older episode, and he looks pretty buff. But I was now like, oh,
now I'm wondering if that episode of Psych where John Cena plays a was before or after The Marine.
Good question.
Because he was on that movie, The Marine.
Which, by the way, is he hated that, by the way. I mean, that was his first movie, to be fair.
He hated it?
He hates it. Yeah, he said, I think I was horrible in it. I don't think it's that bad. I actually kind of enjoyed it myself. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just... who do I know? That's good stuff. I was trying to see. I thought she had a few other things she was in. She was on Dancing with the Stars, which I don't watch that. So, you know, that's not really my...
Yeah, no.
Oh, but here we go. She made an appearance on George Lopez, a show on ABC called What About Brian, Bubble Boy. She was in Bubble Boy. She was in The Comebacks, which is a really crazy, spoofy, you know.
I remember The Comebacks. Yep. I've never...
How I Met Your Mother, Chuck.
I liked Chuck. Chuck
was a good one, yeah. So she's been in quite a few things, yeah. She dabbled a little.
I like Chuck, and I liked How I Met Your Mother a lot, too.
Yeah. She was in an episode of Headbanger's Ball, dude. How about that? There you go. Remember Headbanger's Ball? Jeez, that's some old, that's some old MTV throwback there, for sure. So, yes, congratulations to everybody going into the Hall of Fame. It doesn't look like we're going to get any Bray. What can you do?
I have one more question.
Go right ahead.
Since we just brought up John Cena.
Do it.
Have you ever seen Peacemaker?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yes, I have. Yes, I watched
it. It was so good.
It was a good show.
Even
the opening scene, the dance scene.
The intro scene, yes, the song.
Come on, man.
Do you really, really, really want to taste it?
Yeah,
it's so dumb, and that dance is ridiculous, and I love it every time. Like, it's definitely one intro that I never skip. And I love the fact that none of them are smiling. They're all just... And it's got Tasty... Or, is it Tasty? The one girl from Orange is the New Black's in it as well.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, well, that's a good show.
So good. I loved Peacemaker.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's getting renewed, too. I'm pretty sure it's coming back.
Yeah, I heard that it's not coming back for a little while, though.
Well, he's busy right now. He's got some things going on, you know.
Yeah, he's got to face Austin Theory.
Not only that, he's kicking off Mania. Did you see that announcement? That is the opening match for Night 1.
I did hear that.
This might sound a little crazy, because obviously I'm not a big Cena fan, blah, blah, blah. But I think Cena should and will win this match. And I think he should win this match. And then... To me, if Theory loses this and then wins it back on a Raw or whatever, I think that'd work out better for Theory. I just think that Cena should win this, and I think he can win this. It'll tie him with Ric Flair for the most U.S. title wins.
So
if he wins.
I got bored with Cena being around the title all the time.
Yeah.
But ever since he's essentially retired, and now he just shows up every once in a while... And maybe this has been, my opinion has changed with him because of the fact that I love him in movies.
I love him.
He's hilarious.
If you're getting to where I think you're going, like, I like this stuff better now. Like, dude, a couple weeks ago when he tore Theory apart, that shit was great.
Yeah. He is fantastic now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not full-time.
And I enjoy every time I see him back in wrestling, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel you. Like, I wasn't a big Cena fan when he was, like, a regular.
Because
he was always around the title. He was always... And I always have issues with that. Especially faces.
Yeah.
And especially people that are, you know... Cena obviously was meant to, you know... They were pushing him majorly to... Like, I always wanted to see what he would be like as a heel.
And it never happened. Yeah.
Never
Cena
happened.
Had to sell shirts and toys, you know. It was business, since I get it, you know.
Yeah,
but I do like this Cena more. I'd like to see him get the title. I'd like to see him bring back the open challenge. You know, I don't know how much he can wrestle. I don't know what his contract
is. I don't know. I mean, he's doing so many other things. Yeah, I don't think... If he gets the title, he probably won't
keep
him on.
I think he'll lose it maybe the next night.
Yeah.
Or something like that will happen. But I think I see that happening. But so let me throw this out here for you. This is the this is not the order that the matches will necessarily be, but this just tells you...
Other than we know Cena...
Right, is the first one.
Kicking it off.
So on night... These are the matches for night one, and obviously Cena versus Theory for the U.S. title is the opening match. We know that. But we also get the SmackDown Women's title will be on the line that night. It'll be Charlotte Flair and Rhea. We get the tag team title match night one.
Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin.
Yes, that's night one. I'm stoked for that. We get Seth Rollins and Logan Paul on night one. This is Logan Paul's contract's expiring after this.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
After every one of these, take a break. Let's talk about who we think's going to win.
Oh.
Let's give our predictions.
Because, I mean, we did it for the first one already, right? Kind of, so we could do that, yeah.
Yep. So you think John Cena should win and will win.
I'm picking John Cena.
I think Austin Theory's going to win with a cheat. I think he's going to cheat to win.
Good point out, though. That's a good point out. Okay, so we'll go to the SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley.
I think Rhea Ripley all the way.
I do.
I think she's going to dominate the shit out of this match and just strap the rocket to Rhea.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what they should do, and I don't think Charlotte will have a problem with that. Charlotte's amazing. But, yeah, this is Rhea's time, dude. Rhea's fire right now. Rhea's good anyway.
Yeah,
but I think she'll have a much better run as this version of herself than she did before, because everybody loves it. Everybody loves his mommy.
So
here you go, dude. This is a tough one, right? Usos versus KO and Sammy.
I think Sammy and Kevin win.
You know, I want to say that too, but is the whole bloodline really going to lose everything at WrestleMania?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I think
that's
Cody wins.
Right? But for this one, yeah, I'm also going to pick KO and Sammy to win the Undisputed Tag Team Championships.
I think if nothing else, they win this one. I am about 50-50 with Cody and Roman, but yeah. I think the Usos lose the titles.
Yeah. So, and then we go to Seth and Logan Paul. What I was mentioning was this is Logan Paul's contract's up after this match, and he claims he has not been offered a new contract yet. So, what's your prediction for this one?
I want to say Seth, because... Yeah. I recognize Logan's talent.
Yeah.
But Seth freaking Rollins. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Seth freaking Rollins.
I want Seth to win. Seth's my pick, but I think it'll all depend on the contract, right? I think if they're going to re-sign Logan Paul, he's going to win. If they're not going to re-sign him, why would you let him win, right?
Right.
Why would you, it's not going to hurt. I always hate when they say it, but it's true. Like, it's not going to hurt Seth if he doesn't win, but come on, man.
No.
Give him a Mania moment. Let him win. Oh, come on, he's Seth freaking Rollins. He also says he has a very special entrance planned. And, of course, I can't wait to see what he wears, because we all know.
I also want to point out that, you know, when it comes to the Usos and Sami Zayn, you got to give Sami Zayn this. You can't have him lose the title, and he's so over. He's so loved right now.
Yeah.
And then also have him lose these titles. Yeah, I think 100% Sami Zayn is winning this match.
It's got to be. And what we still don't know either is what the main event for Night 1 is going to be for sure. I heard they wanted it to be the tag team match, but there's some people that want it to be the women's title. But there's no confirmation yet on what the main event of Night 1 is yet.
I think it has to be the Bloodline.
It's so
popular.
I mean, we obviously know what the main event of Night 2 is going to be. That's Cody.
The Bloodline.
Hand down. Yeah, I mean, there's not even a question. The other matches for night one, we have Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish versus Damage Control. The Legends got to win, right? Is that like a... There's some fishy business?
Unless some shenanigans happen.
Some shenanigans happen? You do have Bayley in there, so you never know.
Oh, I was thinking more like
Trish turning?
Trish turning.
Trish turning, maybe. Trish says she wants to have another little run here, so... just for shits and giggles, I'm going to go with Damage Control. I don't know. I'm gonna pick Damage Control on that one.
That's fair. I'm gonna go with the Legends.
The Legends House.
Yeah.
And then we get our Fatal 4-Way Men's Tag Match: Braun Strowman and Ricochet against the Street Profits, Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders.
I mean, that could be a fun match.
It could be. It's going to be entertaining. I kind of, you know, they always say in Triple H we trust, and I still do, but it's like you've got Braun Strowman back, and you're throwing him in a tag team, just to throw him in a tag team. But, I mean, people are into it, but it's like, come on.
I don't know who, I mean, I think probably the obvious answer is Braun and Ricochet. I want the Alpha. We're going with Alpha Academy.
He's going with Alpha, nice. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Street Profits. Even though I feel like Montez is probably on his way to a singles push here soon, but so far there's still a... Here's an interesting one. This is the last match for night one. I guess it could possibly... I don't see it being the main event, not this one. But anyway, no. The last match for night one is Rey versus Dominic.
I think Rey retires and Dominic wins.
Rey has publicly came out, which this could be a work, but he publicly came out and said he wants to wrestle until he's 50 because everybody kept asking him. Now, if that's the case, that's two more years. So...
Yeah.
Sorry, we thought we were having technical difficulties, but we're not. So, if what Ray said is true, he's still going to wrestle two more years, and I thought for sure Dominic was going to win because I thought Ray was retiring, and now Ray says he's not retiring. I think either way, I think Dominic wins. I mean, this has to be like his moment, his dad passing him the torch, right?
Yeah, that's what I feel. Even if he doesn't retire, I feel like Dominic...
Yeah. This has to be.
You gotta let your son get over. Back. Yeah, absolutely.
And even maybe
Ray's had his time.
Even maybe make it look like Ray's hurt too. You know, just punish Ray. Like, yeah, he should get over and get over really good. And I don't think it's gonna be a problem. Hey, Ray, do you have a problem going over to your son? Nah, I'm not doing a job to my kid. Nope, not gonna.
No, I think Ray loses. I do not see a scenario where Dominic loses.
Yeah, me neither, because there's no reason. I mean...
Unless it's like a... He's going so brutal, he gets disqualified, or something along those lines.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying, like a match stoppage, maybe, or something.
Yeah,
which wouldn't be bad, like, for him to...
Unless it's no DQ, disqualification could happen.
Right.
Because he just keeps going and...
I can see that happening, especially if Ray's like,
I feel like
that ass, you know what I mean? Like just taking over and dominating him, and Dominic has to...
I feel like Dominic has to be over. He has to get over on this match.
Yeah, this is going to just help take him to the next level.
Absolutely.
Because he's fine as a heel. He does great as a heel.
He's a very good heel.
This has been a good storyline. I love that he's trying to act like, you know, he even said he wished that he was his father. I mean, even this, to finally get the match, he had to talk trash to his own mom. That's what finally got Ray to agree to the match and finally got Ray to hit him was Dominic talked trash to his mom on SmackDown. She was in the audience, and that's what finally got the match to happen. So, you know, it's good stuff. So that's night one. I assume the main event will be the women's title match or the tag title. I think it should be the tag title.
I think it should.
Nothing against the women.
No.
The women have main evented. They always do great, but it's got to be the bloodline. It's got to be.
Yeah, this is a one time. Normally, I would be like, "Yeah, you gotta give those women
this whole WrestleMania, taking nothing away from nobody else."
But
it's about the bloodline.
But at the same time, giving Rhea that main event would be cool too.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't hate if the Rhea Ripley match. That's the only other match I can see being.
It has to be one of
the main event.
Yeah,
it has to be one of those.
And two. I won't be upset with either one. I mean, you could go either way with that.
I agree.
Okay, so we go on to night two, and the matches for night two, we got the women's four-way tag match, and it's Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez against Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, Natalya and Shotzi, and the other team is Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
I think Liv Morgan.
And Raquel?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ronda and Shayna.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think they could be a badass team.
I think they are a badass team, but I don't know. I think this is Liv Morgan's WrestleMania moment.
I hope so. I mean, she deserves one. I love Liv. I'm a big Liv fan.
I like Liv.
Yeah, me too. The next one, it's the Battle of the Giants, Brock Lesnar and Omos.
Brock, fuck, get over it. Fuck that shit. Brock Lesnar. Almost, whatever.
Omos, sorry.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Man, there's, I just don't see it happening. Even if you want to, here's the thing, kids. Like, even if they want to put Omos over, he doesn't have to beat Brock to get over. And more than likely, if he beats Brock, it's not going to help him get over. Like, I think people would be mad. They let him beat up Brock on Raw. Like, they let him get the upper hand. Yeah, don't you think people would just be, like, mad if Omos beat Brock? I don't, like, they'd riot in the arena.
People? But, me? Yeah, like, unless Omos shows up and he's like, holy shit, just majorly improved.
I mean, because that's my thing. He needs to work on his wrestling skill. If he could perform okay, smoothly, then I'd be fine with it. You know what I mean? That's my thing. Like, yeah. This is great Khali or whoever you want to throw out there. Just because he's big, don't bury this kid before he gets a chance to get started. That's all.
Well, if they didn't want to bury him, they shouldn't have had
him face Brock Lesnar. It better be a short match. Whichever way it's going, it better be short. And if Omos is going to win MVP, better have something to do with Omos winning.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick Brock. I mean, there's no way you cannot pick Brock. So I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar. Let's talk about the Raw Women's Championship. Bianca Belair versus Asuka. Evil Asuka.
Evil Asuka.
Evil Asuka. He's going with evil. I think it's time for her to get her reign, huh?
Absolutely.
I mean, Bianca's been champ for a minute, huh? She has had the, and Asuka was
I don't, this is not a slight against Bianca. Like Bianca.
We're just picking who, yeah,
I like Bianca Belair just fine. Yeah. But she's had a good run.
She has, I mean, it has been some time. I'm gonna pick Asuka too. That's who I want to win. I mean, it could go either way. They're both.
I like evil Asuka.
They're both great performers.
Oh, of course, yeah. That, so absolutely. I wasn't trying to knock Asuka.
Yes, you were. He's
or, you, or Bianca.
Bianca. He don't like you, no one with Bianca. You hear what he has to say? He's picking on you, Bianca. I'm sure she's listening right now. She's
absolutely listening. Definitely,
because,
yeah.
Because Blaze picked Asuka. She's not even able to perform now.
I'm sorry, but Bianca is not ready for Asuka.
Asuka. Evil. Is she not ready for that green mist? That's for sure.
No.
We know what it can do. So we both pick Asuka on that one. Let's talk about the Intercontinental title match. It's a triple threat, baby.
Triple threat.
We all know it ain't getting a three-way. It's the golden rule. Okay? So it's fine. And we got the champion Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus.
This could be fun.
Dude, this is going to be brutal.
Gunther's good. Sheamus, Drew.
A hard-hitting, brutal match. I think that someone else is going to take it. I do, because Gunther's a beast, and that's fine. But now he's brought the IC title back up. You know, he's made it more prestigious. And one of these guys, you're talking about Sheamus and Drew. They're established veterans. They're former world champions. So for one of those guys to win the Intercontinental title, you can protect Gunther because he doesn't have to lose. You know what I mean? So I think I see it changing, and I think I see Sheamus winning. Sheamus is my pick on this one.
If it's not Gunther, Sheamus is who I'd go with, but I'm going with Gunther. I'm sticking with Gunther.
Which is still a possibility, for sure. We'll see. I mean, he's had a great reign. That's for sure. Does he deserve to win? Yes. I just think this might be because of the only reason it makes me think it might change is because it's a triple threat.
I just think
and this you can protect Gunther and move the title.
I think this is going to be a fun one.
Oh yeah, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun.
I'm a huge. I didn't know him when he was Walter because I don't watch NXT. But Gunther, Gunther's a beast, and Gunther and Sheamus have one of the best matches I've ever watched. It was brutal. Yeah. This is going to be exciting. I like triple threats. Everybody don't like them, but I do. I like triple. Give me a triple threat. Give me a four way. Like, yeah, I like that. Bring it home. So Gunther and Sheamus. There's our pick for that one. I was kind of jumping around on purpose because I'm excited about talking about this one. It's the Hell in the Cell match between Demon Finn and Brood Edge.
I am excited about this.
There's several reasons I'm excited. One, I don't know if you saw this or not, but breaking news, the old Hell in the Cell is back and that red cell is fucking gone, baby. They're going back to the original Hell in the Cell. No more red cell.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And it is now being it is being said that Gangrel will be there because of Brood Edge. I think this could be really cool. Tony Khan has given Christian permission to be at WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
Would that not be the biggest pop in the world?
Holy shit.
If Triple H if led the whole
the brood, entire brood shows
would
up?
Would that not be a
holy
sick...
Holy shit.
I cannot confirm it's and happening, I mean, but...
I mean, it, a, it would make sense with Judgment Day on the other side? Right? Absolutely.
Would it not? And Tony Khan has gave Christian permission, so we'll see. It'd be so cool. Come on, Triple H. That would be the pop of the fucking century, man.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
The whole brood being there? Come on.
Oh, so, that would! I haven't seen the Brood in so long.
No, but we are getting,
and we haven't got to him yet in our podcast.
We are getting Gangrel regardless. But I think it'd be a really cool moment if Christian was there.
Oh my gosh!
If it was just that, he don't have to come back. He doesn't have to wrestle. Just let him be there for that entrance, man. You know. Also, Edge came out and said he's got some really crazy ideas for the Hell in the Cell, and he'll see if they let him do it. So, sounds like he's having some Mick Foley moments. Like he wants to try some stuff. You know?
Oh yeah.
Isn't it crazy that the guy that comes back that had to retire because he had so many injuries to his neck and back, and since he's come back, this is like his third Hell in the Cell already? Like, the last guy you expect to take the brutal matches is like,
oh, yeah.
I got you, but come on.
He's like, I'm alive, I can do it! I can do it now!
But he's done it. He's got experience, too, though. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we all know how this works, but this will be Finn's first one, by the way. Finn's
oh, really?
First, yeah. And has not been in a Hell in the Cell.
It's also the Demon's.
It is the Demon's first one. And it's the first time we've seen the Demon in forever.
It's been a while.
Forever. But we got to pick a winner here, too, don't we?
I want Demon. This is... I don't know. With Brood? If the whole Brood shows up...
By the way, Triple H was talking about how this proves his point with the Hell in the Cell match because he feels like it's not as special if you have a whole pay-per-view because the Hell in the Cell should be a blow-off for a feud. And that's exactly what this is. Like, this is to blow off this feud between Edge and Judgment Day. I got a feeling Finn's going to win. Like, I want Edge to, but yeah, I see Finn winning. I do.
I'm going with... I mean, you're bringing the Demon back for so long. Do you really want the Demon to lose?
Not only that, I just...
Unless we establish that Demon Finn is just can't win.
I just think I think WrestleMania is going to be a moment for everyone in the Judgment Day. You know, I think Finn's about to get a push. Rhea's getting a push.
Fair enough.
Getting a push. And then that other guy's there, Damien. You know, he's
still there, right. So he can... Damien Sandow, yeah.
Priest.
That guy.
Priest, not Sandow.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
my God. I wish it was Damien Sandow.
Oh, am I wrong, Damien? Okay. Oh, my bad.
The intellectual savior of the masses.
I'm glad you caught that. I wasn't sure if it would slip by you or not.
No, I got that one.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was back right now, we could reunite Rhodes Scholars.
That's right.
Because Cody's there, so we could, uh-oh, speaking of Cody, we are there. We all know the main event for WrestleMania.
So.
We all know what it is.
So I take it those early rumors about, the Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, not happening.
True. Not happening.
Remember,
so,
it was announced.
So we're probably still getting the pay-per-view? I
mean, yeah, it's in the lineup. I can't remember.
As long as we keep getting it.
We're still getting it.
I don't want to lose that. That's one
now,
of my favorite matches.
For now, it's going to be its own pay-per-view still, so. But it's fine.
Well, we'll see what happens when it gets sold or whatever. Yeah.
So
as long as we keep Triple H, maybe he'll eventually bring it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's where it belongs. You know, it doesn't need its own pay-per-view. Put it back where it belongs. So we know the main event is, right? And the little bit of interesting news that broke is we're being told that Cody Rhodes is going to have a record-breaking amount of pyro for WrestleMania. And they were interviewing Cody, and Cody said... I've actually never asked for pyro. Even in AEW, I didn't ask for pyro. It's just what happens. Like, they give me the pyro. But can you imagine when the pyro hits and they do the little whoa thing? Like, this is... It could still go either way. I'm not one of them people that's 100% sold that Cody's going to win. But if he does, like, there's your next... That's your next star right there, man. Like, this is the moment. This is the moment right here, and I think that you could do other things, but I think Cody should take it here. Roman can take some time off, and Cody's your next star. I mean,
I have mixed feelings.
Finish your story, you know?
I have mixed feelings. I think Cody is the likely one that should win, but I think if Roman wins again, it would be shocking.
It would be shocking.
I think right now that would actually be the more shocking outcome.
It would definitely be.
It's all Brody. It's all Cody.
And it's not impossible only because look how close he is to 1,000 days. But he would have to take the title further. He's so close to 1,000 days, and some people might want to see
that. Maybe.
SummerSlam. If he went to SummerSlam, he'd have it for 1,000 days.
Oh, he has to keep it that long. I was like, if it's just like a couple days, maybe.
No,
it's maybe like, he wins, and then maybe with shenanigans, and then Cody gets a rematch.
Pretty sure what I read the other day was still SummerSlam, but it could go either way, but Cody's my pick, and I think it needs to be Cody. I think it should be Cody. I think it would be a really huge swerve. This is wrestling. Anything could happen. You would definitely shock everybody if Cody didn't win. You know?
I have mixed feelings. I am going to go with Roman.
Okay, sticking. It's not that far. Roman's actually right now at 940 days. So a thousand's... It'd be the next pay-per-view, basically, whatever's after. I guess Backlash.
So
right around there would be... He's so, 60 days away, so 2 months. Okay. He'd be 2 months away. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Little under the time he got to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He's at 940 days.
You mean SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there we go. But
Cody's
still my pick. Cody is definitely still my pick.
That's fair.
Either one could happen.
I get the Cody pick. I really do. And you're probably right. It's going to be Cody. I don't know. I think if you want to shock the world, you actually have Cody lose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Although, in fairness, Roman hasn't lost in how long, so...
940 days right now, so, I mean...
So, Cody winning would also be pretty shocking, so...
Yeah.
I mean, you got a shocker either way, I think.
It's a shocker either way. It's just, with Cody, you have the story of, you know... It's finish your story, man. I've been sharing it. Hashtag finish your story. Do what no other roads did, you know? But it could definitely go either way.
He can finish it on WWE 2K23. No. Dude,
I see Cody winning, but look, to be fair to your point, it would be such, could you imagine? Can you imagine the crowd?
Oh, the boos!
Somebody posted a video the other day, you know, obviously they made it themselves and they cut it together, but they were like the end of WrestleMania, so it showed Roman... You heard the 1, 2, 3, and then you see Roman standing up, raising his hands, and then the music hits, and it's The Rock. You know, I don't see that happening, but that would be, you know, I think there would be some stuff caught on fire.
Here's what I say: I will be happy probably either way, because as long as there is a great story, and that's all we've gotten with the Bloodline is great stories. Yeah. So,
because let's be honest, if Cody doesn't win, it's not going to be clean. If he doesn't win, it'll be some kind of shenanigans.
I think if Roman wins, we need a surprise heel turn from someone to help him win.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great.
That would be great.
What if Sammy...
What if someone helps Cody win? Because we still have the X factor of Jay. Just saying.
What if Kevin Owens helps Roman win?
What if Kevin turns on Sammy during the tag match? We're going to switch spots.
Yeah, but then you don't have the surprise of him coming out.
Again? Yeah. I still wouldn't be shocked if Jay had something to do with Roman losing the title. There's still that story. You know, it's going to be interesting. That's the biggest...
I trust, in Triple H we trust. And as long as there's a good story, I will be happy either way with the outcome. Yeah. I will be less happy if Sammy loses that tag title.
Sammy needs
the win.
Should win absolutely 100%, no question. They should win. Nothing against the Usos. They're one of the best teams ever. Sammy and Kevin need to win.
I can even see a storyline.
Sammy is still really popular right now, and he got the Universal title shot, but he didn't get it. Let him have this. Yeah, after everything he's been through, let him have this tag team.
Yeah, you can't let him have the win. You can't let him have the title from Roman. Let him take the tag.
Yeah, let him take the tag belt. Or we riot.
That's just we riot. No, I'm joking. I don't know if I really want to commit to rioting.
We're not going to actually riot.
I'll riot in my heart, okay? I'll riot in my mind. My mind's eye. I don't know if I really have the energy to really go out and riot, but gotcha. You know,
I can't blame you.
Sammy wins, or we strongly think about the vibes of rioting.
Boy, you said that really sternly.
Yeah, I'm not that intense. Concerned about rioting. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go. That's our WrestleMania preview predictions right there. I'm excited. I'm ready for it. That's for sure. I think it's going to be really cool. I can't wait to see who all gets special entrances. So, that'll be interesting.
Oh, that's my favorite part of WrestleMania is the entrances.
By the way, I forget which WrestleMania it was. I think it was 30, they said. But The Undertaker, they were talking about his total runtime. His longest entrance was 7 minutes. And it was WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans was his longest entrance ever. But he's got like an hour and 40 minutes total in like all his WrestleMania entrances.
Oh, yeah, that's so not surprising.
Yeah.
He was there for so long and his entrances are always long. Yeah. So, I mean...
I think it's when he faced Roman. Whenever they were in the Texas Stadium, that ramp was so long he actually came out halfway. They had a thing that raised him halfway down the ramp so he didn't have to walk the whole thing.
I know that I'm expecting Finn Balor's entrance to be awesome.
Yeah, and Edge. They'll both get something special.
And Edge. They'll have some good entrances.
Seth already said he is. Bianca said she'd have one. Yeah. Obviously, Cody will have a lot of Pyro. Roman doesn't really, Roman's just, I'm Roman, dog. I'll have my bloodline with him. Roman doesn't
His weird statue pop up.
Yeah, with his mouth wide open. Cena will just get a big pop. He's going to be...
Maybe he'll come out and rap. You never know.
Dude. I'd love to the Doctor of Thugonomics.
I want Triple H to show up just so he can have one of his awesome entrances.
So he can do an entrance, yeah.
He's had some awesome... Dude, remember when he did the entrance with the Terminator?
Oh, yeah. I shared that on our page.
Okay, that's where I saw it recently.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
Oh, yeah. Batista from a couple years ago was just badass because he did, like, the Hollywood thing. He had all the cars and the security. Yeah, right. Until he fell trying to get in the ring. Oh, yeah.
These things happen.
That's fine. It's better than sliding under the ring like Titus did at the Greatest Royal Rumble. But that's a whole other story.
Right.
All right, well, do we have anything else to talk about, I think?
I don't believe so, no.
Well, then that means it's time for the Sheik Tweet of the Week!
Sheik Tweet!
Sheik Tweet! So, as always, I have to have a runner-up because I just love the Sheik so much. You could do like 15 of these a week if you wanted to.
Absolutely, he's a very... So,
here is our runner-up for the Sheik Tweet of the Week. All we hear is Radio Gaga or Go Fuck Yourself.
What the hell? How does that even make sense?
It doesn't, but it's a Sheik.
That doesn't make sense. Radio Gaga. Why is he talking about Radio Gaga?
I don't know. Maybe he likes Queen. I don't know.
I guess.
Or he just wanted to say, go fuck yourself.
Radio Gaga.
I feel like
fuck yourself.
I feel like he tries to come up with as many ways to say go fuck yourself as he
absolutely.
Can.
Like, absolutely.
Because there's so much of them. Like,
that's fair.
So here we go. Here's the actual Sheik Tweet of the Week. Ask me again to stay on the phone after this call for a quick survey, and I swear to the Jesus I beat the fuck out of you. He said, I swear to the Jesus.
I swear to the Jesus.
We love you, Sheik. Apparently he doesn't like surveys. Don't ask me to take a survey.
Does anybody?
He doesn't. Obviously.
I'm just like, no thank you.
All right. Oh, and by the way, well, we're getting ready to watch In Your House Final Four. We're going to see the title, but we'll be able to talk. We both went back to watch Sean's speech. So when it starts, we can talk about him losing his smile.
That's right.
So let's watch some In Your House.
Yay.
All right. So real quick, before we get into this In Your House, let's talk about what happened right before this In Your House. Not just the speech about Sean losing his smile, which, by the way, was a special episode of Monday Night Raw that took place on a Thursday. Yeah.
Oh? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and just to be creative, they called it Thursday Raw Thursday. That's literally what it was called.
Thursday Raw Thursday.
Thursday Raw Thursday. That was the famous Raw where Sean came out and gave the speech about how he lost his smile and he had his injury. But also on that same show... Triple H defended the Intercontinental title against the young upstart blue chipper Rocky Maivia, and Rocky won.
Oh, yeah.
So Rocky wins the Intercontinental title on that Thursday Raw Thursday as well. So I thought it was important to point that out before we get into this. So beginning of this In Your House, we get the little package about Sean and his injury and losing his smile and how we're going to crown a new champion tonight. And then they cut to JR and the King on commentary, and we go right to the ring. We get Mark Marrow's music right away, and we're just taking off. We're strapping a rocket to it, and we're going to get Mark Marrow versus Leaf Cassidy.
We didn't strap no rockets to this. This match was Leaf
Cassidy.
Very disappointing.
It was bad. It was sloppy. Leaf's going to be a lot better when he comes back and he wants head.
That's right. When he gets head.
Right now, the only person that wants head is Mark Mero because he's got Sable. So. Back here, back this time, anyway. All well, I wanted was
Wally can
match to end. Is that, well, that's all I wanted. I just that's, wanted this match to end.
Same.
Finally did. It was bad. It was sloppy. It was like
boring. The most interesting thing was when Leaf started, I don't know, giving shit to Sable and she slapped him.
Got bitch slapped by Sable. Yeah, that was the highlight of the match.
Mm-hmm.
Sable had leather on too. There was that.
There was that. There was that. Sable was in leather, so there's that.
And by the way, the second pay-per-view in a row that Leaf kicked off. Last pay-per-view was Flash Funk and Leaf.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I should have been more excited with it being Mark Mero because he's actually been entertaining on this show, but
his wild thing didn't
not today.
Yeah. You know, remember when I told you that I remember some bad in your houses? Maybe it just took a while to get to
maybe it. We're here. I hope not, because I'm looking forward to this main event.
Well, I think if nothing else, the main event is going to be good just because we know we get a new champion no matter what.
True, true, true.
Somebody has to be champ, right?
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to talk about this match, but guys, this match sucked. By the way, there's no, really no set at all. There's no house. There's no special kind of, there's just an entrance. It's just a basic, I don't know, it's just a basic.
All of this entrance. Has been basic bitch.
So far, yeah, this is definitely basic. In your house, basic bitch.
That's right.
Sponsored by Tampon. I don't know what. anyway, I'm going to give this half a star just because Sable was there.
Half a star, Sable.
Sable. It don't even deserve a title. No, yeah. It just gets a half a star.
Yeah, it doesn't deserve anything more interesting than that. Half a star, Sable. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Same.
Definitely is not the most interesting match.
All right. I'm looking forward to the next.
Yeah. All right. So, before our next match, we have a little bit of a weird moment because they showed the Honky Tonk Man coming out. And that was it.
It was like the ghost of wrestler past.
Like, I don't know what the hell. Because they show him coming out, and then they cut to show us Shawn Michaels' speech, which we had already watched before we recorded. And it didn't even go back to the Honky Tonk Man.
No, not
ever.
And I tried looking it up, and I don't see anything about it either.
I'm assuming, because I told you at one time, this might have been when he had just come back. Maybe he just came out to... But they're going to end up putting him with the Road Dogg for a second. Like, he ends up being Jesse James' manager, so maybe it had something to do with that. Maybe he was just there to entertain the crowd.
Maybe he was like... I don't know. He was like, all right, I'm coming out. What?
Never mind, my bad.
He's getting too old, and he had Alzheimer's, and he thought he had a match, and was like, oh, not again.
Yeah, because they show Sean's speech from Thursday, Raw Thursday, and then we get Sid backstage talking about how he's going to get his rematch.
Yeah, we got to see the whole speech.
Yeah. And no honky-tonk.
So, do we want to talk about
this? Yeah, go ahead and throw that out. Go ahead and throw that
out. So, there's I looked it up. And this is... Apparently, Boomer didn't even know this. I looked it up, and apparently there's a lot of controversy behind this speech.
I knew there was controversy.
But he lost his smile. And the controversy is that... Or the rumor... And Sean's kind of admitted to this. The rumor is that he did not want to face... Or he did not want to lose the title to Bret the Hitman Hart. Because Bret the Hitman Hart and Shawn Michaels kind of sort of hated each other.
Yeah.
By kind of sort of, I mean absolutely despised each other.
Yeah. And Shawn would rather forfeit the belt than lose
it. And he was supposed to lose the title at WrestleMania to Bret Hart. He didn't like that idea.
Yeah, no.
He did not like that idea, so he refused... Or he decided, oh, I have an injury. It is disputed. He says that he did have a little bit of an injury. Other reports claim that he didn't have any injury. But he claims he did, but it wasn't as severe as he made it out.
Right, yeah.
But he claimed he had an injury and took time off, so he didn't have to give the belt, lose the belt.
To Bret Hart.
There was a bit of controversy there.
Sean being a dick.
Sean's just being a dick.
It just happened.
So, we watched this, and I got to watch it with these fresh eyes. knowing that this isn't real and he's kind of just being a dick. And it made the whole promo feel different.
Right.
And it made the booze make sense, because apparently it got leaked, supposedly by Vince McMahon himself, it got leaked out that he was faking it.
Yeah.
So a lot of these fans maybe didn't have internet, but they got information probably on magazines or something.
Oh, yeah. The dirt sheets were still around.
The dirt sheets.
Dave Meltzer and all those guys.
Except for back then, there probably was actual sheets.
Yeah.
A paper. There was actual dirt sheets.
You actually had to buy it. You know, one paper, yeah.
Actual dirt sheets. Actual sheets.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just a web page. so, yeah.
Interesting stuff.
So, and it now makes a little more sense why people were booing.
Yeah.
Because Sean was loved.
Sean was loved, yeah. But it's always...
Although we have noticed that seems a lot of people really like Sid, too.
Yeah.
Psycho Sid was really liked
Psycho
as well.
Psycho Sid really got over. Good or bad, it didn't matter. People just liked him. You know. Because he's a big, bad motherfucker, that's why.
He was a big, bad motherfucker.
And he could play softball.
He could play softball. I'm not sure if that was the selling point for it. I'm not sure if
that's... We'd be on our softball team. We just need one more guy.
We just need one more guy to hit that ball.
Yeah, and he's like, sorry, guys, I won't be at Mania. Got a softball tournament.
Got a He's like, I don't have... He doesn't even have a softball tournament. He's like, me and the guys are going to hit this ball outside just for funsies. Sorry, I can't make it to Mania. Toodles.
We're skins, guys. We're skins.
We're skins.
So, and then after all that fun, we get our next match, and it's a 6-man tag, and the first team is Flash Funk, Bart Gunn, and Goldust.
Interesting. Because, I mean, Goldust, is he a
He's
face?
Face Goldust.
Is
now.
He face Goldust? Yeah,
he's
okay.
Face Goldust. And they're taking on the Nation of Domination, whose newest member is Hubcap Stealing Savio.
Oh my gosh.
So, you can't steal hubcaps anymore if you're in the Nation. Right? That's not a, they don't.
Now you can pay hush money because you're in the Nation.
And by the way, one of the nobodies we noticed, one of the henchmen, one of the extras, whatever you want to call him, is actually D'Lo Brown. He's just not D'Lo yet, but he's there.
I just remember that head shake, you know?
Very, very young D'Lo Brown accompanying the Nation. The combination of Flash Funk and Bart and Goldust was weird, but this match was definitely better than the opener. Don't get too excited.
By a mile! Yeah.
Still wasn't the greatest thing I've ever seen, but it was definitely better than the opener. There was just still some awkward stuff. And now, they did get out of control a couple times, and that was good. The crowd was into that, because everybody loves it when shit gets out of control. And that happened.
Fans like those shenanigans.
They do. Flash Funk did 2 dives. The first dive he did off the top rope outside onto All the Nation, and that one he nailed, but the second time he came off the rope, and Bart Gunn tried to backdrop him onto the Nation, and the Nation caught Flash, and then just started whooping that ass. So that was a pretty good spot. But it still wasn't, I mean, yeah, compared to the first match, it was way better, but it still was just like, yeah, it was okay.
Oh no, I did enjoy the, when he was bounced off the ropes and they were gonna, I think, clothesline him, and he kinda did like a flip over him.
Oh yeah.
And then bounced back off the ropes and got a double clothesline. That was a fun,
cool spot.
That was, Flash Funk was kinda fun in this match.
It was, you know, he just never quite got it. Well, the marijuana is kind of the problem though. If he went and failed all his drug tests, he might have been okay.
Smoke your marijuana.
It's not even close to
Well, that's just a shame for Flash Funk.
Sorry, Flash. So
I would have let you smoke that marijuana.
I believe, if I'm correct, they don't even test for that anymore in the WWE. Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not a thing anymore.
I'm sure that's a new thing.
Recently in the last few years, since the cards and everything have become a thing, you know, they're more worried about those performance enhancing drugs
as they should have been back then. I mean, I guess marijuana might.
It was different then, you know.
If you smoked it during a match, I suppose it would lower your motor functions. So it's probably best if they didn't smoke it during the match.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're on your own time...
On the road again.
Although, you know what? Rob Van Dam did just fine all the time. I'm pretty sure he was high every time
he was probably out there. Always high. Like,
yeah, so...
He walked out. Yeah.
He probably had an immunity to the weeds.
I'm trying to get high, but it's just not working. I don't know what...
Him and Tally were always hanging out. Wanna get high?
Wanna get high, kids? They don't really do this. So...
Don't forget to bring a towel!
It was fine. It broke up out of control. The nation won, obviously. Why wouldn't they?
I mean, obvi.
It was obviously for them, but I'm gonna give this two white rappers. It's PG-13, baby.
That's too many. I'm gonna give this to D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo, messing with the real deal now.
That's right. I remember the head shake leg drop. Yeah. That's all I remember. That's the main thing I remember with D'Lo Brown was that head shake leg drop.
And I remember the chest protector, which we got a while before that comes in. But he gets hurt, has to start wearing that chest protector, then he just keeps wearing it, like, way after the fact.
Yeah.
You know, so, that's what you got there, so. All right, well, let's see what's next, shall we?
We shall.
All right. Before our next match, we get Doc backstage interviewing Stone Cold Steve Austin about the main event. Austin says this match shouldn't even be happening. Everyone knows he won the Rumble. It's a big conspiracy theory, and it has been for the last 7 years of his life, but he's going to walk out champ.
It has been a conspiracy theory, gosh darn it. Stone Cold is 100% absolutely right.
Right.
He won that Rumble fair and square.
Sure.
Fair and square. 100%. Stone Cold should have that title.
Hey.
They should just hand it to him.
Hey, he mentioned that, you know, replay isn't a thing in WWE, so you can't take away that win. There's a ref's call. Ref's call should be final, but, you know, Gorilla Monsoon is a monster and does what he wants.
Yeah, he just makes up a replay.
And makes it up and says, okay.
This is bullshit. He shouldn't be in this match.
That's right.
He should be at WrestleMania.
That's right. But our next match is a rematch from Thursday, Raw Thursday, for the Intercontinental title. It's Hunter Hearst Helmsley against Rocky Maivia.
Yeah. I thought this was a decent match.
It was decent.
Even though the fans were not super into it. This has been a set, which I can't really blame the fans completely because, in fairness,
you haven't given them nothing to hype them up.
Yeah, there hasn't been anything spectacular here.
You've had a couple kind of sleeper matches, and this one, you know, you got Triple H who's already established, but people still aren't sure how they feel about Rocky Maivia. And he's still green.
He got Triple H onto the corner, and you know how they do the punches. One, two, three. Those were some weak ass punches. Oh my gosh, Rock! Oh my gosh! I know he gets better, but holy crap, that was rough.
Yeah.
I was like, I do not feel any force from those punches at all. Like this, you are supposed to fake that to make it look real.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rock, the high cross body was pretty good off the top rope. He did like the super fly high, or Ricky Steamboat, like high cross body.
Right.
That was pretty good, you know. And Triple H is, we've already established at this point, he's one of the best wrestlers they have right now.
Of course.
Triple H is Triple H, baby.
Triple H is Triple H, man.
He's the game, just not yet.
Right.
We haven't got DX Triple H yet, so, you know, it's still the Royal, but it was a pretty good match. Goldust decided to come out, because he hates Triple H and what's his gold?
Gold!
What's his gold? Isn't that crazy?
I'll let you finish.
And then Rock won with the devastating backbridge suplex. That ended the match.
I look at Boomer, because Boomer mentioned last time we were recording, we were getting someone in 4 weeks.
Yes.
So I assumed it was going to be this pay-per-view, and then we're at the end of this match, and I'm like,
what?
Wait a minute, didn't you tell me that this is when we start getting China?
He was really mad at me, too. Like.
China. And I'm like, where's China?
China.
No more than maybe 2 seconds after I say that,
there's China.
There's China
choking out
Marlena. In fact, she might have been already choking out Marlena before they went to the camera on her. Because we didn't see her grabbing Marlena.
Jerry Lawler's literally first comment, is that a woman?
Is that a woman?
First fucking thing in his fucking king's mouth. Is that a woman?
Oh my gosh.
Just because her guns are bigger than yours, don't be jealous, king. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, you joke, you jest, but they were.
They were.
China's guns are huge. And it'll make
me sound like a horrible person now, but I remember seeing that. Now I'm remembering that I did watch this in your house, and I remember thinking the same thing. What, is that a woman? Or is that a... But she is. My. She is. She is a woman. And we're going to see that. And if you don't believe it...
I have seen it.
Watch One Night in China. If you don't believe it...
I wasn't even going to go that route. Well, I was just going to say I've seen the Playboy out of her. I was curious, you know?
I'm just saying, if you watch One Night in China, X-Pac, he can break it out for you. You know what I mean?
Break it down. Do you think they banged during that song? Like, did they play that song while it's like?
I cannot confirm or deny if I've seen One Night in China. Okay, I will not confirm or deny that. I will say though that I do own a copy of that Playboy, but it's still sealed.
Yeah,
it's never been opened. Yeah, people.
Confirm that I've seen the Playboy, but I have not watched
One Night in China.
Never watched One Night in China.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen the Playboy. You know, I'm curious, you know?
You know, when you're supposed to be dating Triple H...
It was for research.
And you show up in a movie with everyone else in DX except Triple H, that's kind of...
Wait, the rest of them were in it, too?
There might have been a little sighting of... Billy might have showed up in there. He might have been in there just for a second. There might have been some Billy Gunn act. Road Dogg might have been in the room, too. I'm just saying.
So Billy had his gun?
Well, Billy's got a gun.
We're talking about his penis. Billy's got his gun. I did not know that. I've never seen One Night in China.
I just heard some things.
I was a teenager, and I managed to get my hands on that China Playboy, and I've seen that. I've checked that out
once or twice. Or thrice.
Thrice.
So, this was probably... I mean, the crowd didn't agree, but this, so far, is probably the best match. I mean, the Nation had the chaos, and the six-man tag was entertaining.
I don't know if I can say this is the best match.
Maybe
so far.
Not. I mean, I was really
disappointed with those punches in the corner.
Man, I hope we get to see some Rocky.
Those corner punches.
Oh, we did get to see some Rocky.
It was a little rough. I mean, it was still fun.
At least he got rid of the frill and stuff.
He got rid of all the extra stuff. Now he's just wearing some trunks.
His music changed, and if you actually listen to it, you can tell it's early... Good rock.
Music. Okay.
Like, there's a few beats that show up.
I did not catch that, no.
I caught a little hint of, just a little bit of, you could smell what the rock is cooking in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, anyway, I don't know. I mean, yeah, gosh, I love you. I love Triple H, but man, it was okay.
Yeah, this was a weird one because we got early Triple H, we got early Rock, which Triple H has been around for about a year now, I think.
At least, yeah.
I think we've had Triple H for about a year now. And
missed a few months when he got his in trouble for the curtain.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, yeah, it was... But they were both... Now, Triple H has been pretty stellar since the beginning.
Yeah. For all the haters, if you go back and watch, this is long before he's champ constantly. Triple H was good from the beginning.
But The Rock?
He's definitely green, yeah.
I'm starting to
That's one of those, hey, you grew up around it, you should know what you're doing.
I'm starting to get the understanding of why we started getting the Rocky Sucks chance. Yeah. I don't want to say it because I know what he becomes. Yeah. You know, I'm here in the future.
Yeah, we're in the future. We know what's up.
I get to know where he goes.
Yeah.
But right here, right now... I can see...
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
I am about to start chanting Rocky Sucks along with everyone else.
Yeah, he's ready.
I see why they started that chant.
Yeah, that happens. That's the thing. Yeah.
I'm curious. It's got to be soon.
Yeah, soon because
I know he joins the Nation this year.
Soon he's going to be in the Nation. Yeah, so we may never see any of the chants just because we don't watch Raw. You know, we may not even see.
I feel like at least one pay per view will have Rocky Sucks.
We might, but anywho, for this one in particular, I'm going to give this 2.5 nights in China.
Oh my gosh.
Or 2.5 inches. I don't know. Something's in there, though.
I'm going to give this 2. I hope Rocky stops sucking.
Yeah, by the way, just a quick side note. All we saw was China choke out Marlena, and then she got taken away by the police. But, of course, they played it off like...
Yeah, well, you security.
Don't know, like, secure. We got top 5 security, Craig.
We got security taking out China. Yes,
security took China.
And I don't feel like those two boys could take
China. They couldn't China. Have actually yeah. took China out. No,
yeah,
she,
no, no, this no.
She wouldn't have went anywhere if she didn't want to. They weren't going to take her
China?
Anywhere. Fuck out of here, you punks. What are you talking about? China's about to do all sorts of things. First.
Right. In wrestling, folks.
We're not talking about...
All right. Well, are we ready for the next one?
Let's see what's next. All right. So before our next match, we get Vader in the back being interviewed, and it was like an Ultimate Warrior interview. I don't know what the hell.
I don't know what the fuck was going on with Vader, man.
I think Vader was...
That was ridiculous.
He was hanging out with Bulldog before the match and got one of those bumps. I don't know what the hell. He was talking a bunch of crazy... he called him like a grapefruit ass. I don't remember what he said.
I don't...
It was...
It was ridiculous.
Something ridiculous.
It was like, I've never heard any of those terms you're using.
Out of Vader's mouth ever.
So maybe Vader is also an alien from another planet?
And then for some reason he's still with Paul Bearer. And Paul Bearer is like, being the businessman I am. What the... When I think businessman, I think Paul Bearer.
You know, it's kind of weird that they never bothered changing his gimmick to go with who he's with, because there's this Paul Bearer dude with Mankind. I guess it still kind of worked. Mankind, it still made sense.
It did.
With Vader?
I'm a businessman.
I'm a businessman!
Maybe you missed hit Paul Bearer. He changed his character once a little bit when he was with Kane.
Oh, yeah?
Where he stopped wearing the makeup and he wore like a red coat. Yeah, he was like hit Paul Bearer. That's going to happen.
Hip
Paul Bearer.
And then, I'm hip. I'm with it. Ticka 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 ticka. Ha!
You know what's not hip? Our next match. I don't know what's happening here, but the only thing that can save this is the main event.
I know, this has been a rough in your house. This may be the worst one we've watched.
Yeah,
and it had fucking The Rock in it.
It's Rocky Maivia. So next we have a WWE Tag Team Championship match, and it's Doug Furness and Phineas.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Guess who just got back? The boys are back in town, man.
No, the boys are not back in town. Who? What boys? Who boys?
So the last time we saw these guys, it was Survivor Series. Remember? And these are the guys that...
Oh, I remember not knowing who the fuck they were then, too.
And we still don't. Now they get a tag team title match.
Oh, my gosh.
No one cared.
Nobody gave two shit.
Nobody.
There was a saving grace. The story between Owen and British Bulldog was entertaining.
The people in the front
row. It just had to be with whatever the fuck these two are.
A couple of these guys in the front row look like, man, I should have got my money back. I don't know. Stone Cold better save this.
Yeah, I wonder if they gave refunds. At least partial refunds. And full refunds if this main event doesn't live up to any hype that
maybe
we're
when
excited.
I told you I had all these bad memories about in your house, maybe it was just this one. I thought it was spread out.
Yeah, it might have just been this one. This was a rough one right here. Like, and
I think they knew it, right?
It's crazy because we got fucking Rocky versus Triple H. We got fucking China's first appearance.
Yeah.
And this has still been a shit pay-per-view. Yeah.
That's why they didn't even bother with the set. Vince is like, listen, guys, this one's going to be rough. We don't need to spend money.
Yeah.
Just throw some lights up. And let's just get it over with. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right, yeah, absolutely.
We got to work our way through this.
Nobody gave a shit.
Nobody cares. The main event will be enough. It'll be
nobody
fine.
Cares. But
Jesus. It's been a little rough.
It has been. Hopefully Stone Cold can bring us to the promised land of good pay-per-view.
I guess we had a match, didn't we? We had to talk about a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we had a match between What's-Its-Names and Owen Hart and
British Bulldog, yeah. And it's all about the story of these two guys feuding. So basically, when you get to the end of the match, so the Bulldog was actually going to go for a power or his power slam that would have won it, but for some reason, Owen came in and hit the guy with the slammy. and they got disqualified. But then...
But Owen was like, that's fine.
It was fine, but then Bulldog crossed the line, because he broke the fucking slammy.
How dare you break the slammy!
So if I was Owen, I'd go in the back and flush his
cocaine. You son of a bitch!
Go back there and flush his cocaine, call it even.
You flush it. Is.
Yep.
Flush
you
the cocaine.
You break my slammy, I'm flushing your cocaine, Bulldog. See how you like me now. That's all I'm saying. I feel like it's been a very low night with, you know, ranking matches, and I don't think it's going to change.
Yeah, we haven't touched a three yet.
Ooh.
You've gone to 2.5. I don't think I've even gone to 2.5.
I did go to 2.5 once. That's not happening again. So, you know, it's going to get one broken slammy.
One broken slammy?
Yeah, one broken slammy.
Yeah, I don't, there was that one impressive move that the, it was like a double team, like, in succession moves between whatever the fuck their names are.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was probably the only cool thing other than the story.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I don't like to judge by the story as much unless the story is in, you know, in match.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm going 1.5. I'm going to go 1.5. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah.
Are we going to get more of them?
Are
they going to have a WrestleMania match?
We can hope we don't see any more of them. But
because technically, they just lost by disqualification.
They did.
They probably deserve a rematch, but they don't deserve a rematch because what the fuck?
Yeah, let's hope not. Let's just hope not.
Yeah, no,
it's not a thing.
Absolutely.
We'll pass.
Definitely not a thing. All right, are we ready to get to this main event?
Let's go to the main event.
Oh, thank God. Hopefully this can save our night.
Save it.
Save us. Save us, Stone Cold. And Bret Hart. And Undertaker.
And Vader.
And Vader, question mark? I mean, Vader's not terrible. I don't hate Vader.
Yeah, but he's so much better in WCW.
Fair enough. All right, let's get to the main event.
Let's do it. All right, so here we go. Main event time in what is being called, I don't know, it's kind of a Fatal 4-Way. It's a little bit of a...
It's Fatal 4-Way-ish.
It's Fatal 4-Way, Battle Royale-ish, you know, but no DQ, no count out, and it is elimination, and you can eliminate by throwing him over the top rope, or by pinfall, or by submission, and it's Vader, Bret the Hitman Hart, The Undertaker, and Stone Cold Steve Austin for the vacant WWF title, because Shawn lost his smile.
Because Shawn lost his smile.
And what has been a very long, boring in your house, the crowd finally got into it, because there was something to watch.
It was actually good, yeah.
It was pretty good. There were a few little ants you can forgive, but not too, like, pretty early in the match, there was a spot where Vader and Taker were fighting on the outside, and then Vader went to hit the Undertaker with a chair. Undertaker put his boot up, and ended up putting the chair into Vader's face, and we're pretty sure that's where Vader got legit cut in this match. This was not a razor job.
No.
And boy, did he bleed. Bleed he did.
Yeah, he bled.
You thought in 1997 we might have worried a little more, but you know, whatever. I'm just going to let Vader bleed everywhere.
Really? This is the right before the Attitude Era, and you're like, oh, I think they would be more concerned.
I didn't think a lot about it until they started fighting in the crowd, and then there were all these kids around, and
just
punching Vader right in the blood. Like,
they just enjoyed all that DNA splashed all over them.
You know, it's fine.
DNA!
But I did love the fact there was no DQ. There was a spot, too, where Austin got backdropped outside by The Undertaker. There's no mats, you know.
Oof, yeah.
But, I mean, it was hard not to focus on Vader almost the whole match just because of the blood, you know. And then, of course, the whole story with Austin and Bret during the whole thing as well. Those two do not like each other. Bret has so many enemies.
Yeah, maybe nobody Bret's likes not, Bret Hart.
Maybe Bret's not so nice. I'm just saying.
Maybe not.
Everything's everybody's fault. I got the screw job. Goldberg ruined my career. I'm a Canadian. Like,
I've kind of wondered this about Bret for a while, because it's like, you can only cry wolf so many times before you start realizing maybe he's the problem.
Yeah. I just kind of think that he didn't accept it's part of any sport or whatever, or Hollywood or life in general. Someone else is going to take your spot eventually. Like, Bret was just always bitter.
But the same issue with Shawn. He didn't want people to take his spot.
Bitterness, yeah. But you know what? You got to fight for your spot, right?
Yeah, they did.
They did, yeah.
And then they screwed each other
as many times as they could.
Yeah.
So this one, a really long time before anyone was eliminated. Who got eliminated first? I couldn't believe it. It was Stone Cold.
The Stone Cold.
The Royal Rumble. Well, Battle Royale, I guess.
That ruined the match for me right there.
He was thrown out over the top, but that wasn't the last we saw of Stone Cold.
It was not.
He came back out to cause some more distractions because he's not done with Bret Hart. By the way, they mentioned before this match started that on the Raw after this, the next night, the winner of this has to face Psycho Sid because Sid didn't get his rematch.
He didn't get a smile either.
He didn't get a rematch or a smile. I'm horrible because I'm trying to remember who eliminated Vader.
Vader was eliminated by Undertaker.
By Undertaker.
He was on the top turn.
That's right.
Turnbuckle
that's
and
right.
Vader like
Vader nutshot like
knocked,
him.
Yeah, knocked him out.
By the way, during this match, also Bret Hart fucking superplexed Vader off the top. We were just sitting here like he's not gonna. Oh, he did. He did. He superplexed him. But yeah, nutshot took out Vader.
Yeah, then that superplexed looked.
Oh, dude,
hard.
Intense. But Austin ends up coming back out even before Vader's eliminated, starts fighting Bret again. And then he just stays out there, and Austin's trying to do everything he can to beat the shit out of Bret. They can't do anything because it's an ODQ match. So then we get to this point where Undertaker had Bret up and was going to try to tombstone him, and Austin grabbed his legs and stopped the tombstone. Like, if you hate him that much, just let it happen, buddy.
Just let it happen.
His plan backfired, needless to say, because Stone Cold helped Bret Hart win. Bret Hart is the new champion. Stone Cold's plan didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, we don't watch Raw, so let's talk about something. Let me ask you something. The next pay-per-view is WrestleMania 13. You know what match takes place there?
I just looked.
It's Bret Hart versus Stone Cold. It's not for the title.
No, that's a
spoiler.
Match.
Spoiler alert.
No, it's Psycho Sid versus. So
that's
Psycho
right.
Sid wins
so
his rematch.
On Monday Night Raw, they announced that The Undertaker is the number one contender. And of course, it's Sid versus Bret for the title. Sid wins with a scooch, just a pinch of help from one Stone Cold Steve Austin. So.
What? Which explains that feud.
Yes, exactly.
Which. This may be the most title changes before WrestleMania.
Yeah. Hot potato.
Yeah, that's a lot of changing of the title.
Yeah. Originally, this was just going to be a redo of the end of the Royal Rumble, basically, until Shawn lost a smile. This was going to decide who got the title shot, which we can all assume Bret was going to win this.
I'm assuming Bret Hart
Bret was
going to
win this anyway, either way.
Like, so Bret Hart's supposed to win.
Yeah.
And then he wins this.
And then they're like, again.
They still don't want him as the champ or the
no.
in the title
because you got the Austin and Bret Hart story going. So,
which could be, I mean, that should be a
but
hell
Bret
of a
Hart's
match.
About to take Stone Cold to the next level,
and we haven't gotten a lot of submission matches.
No,
in this during these watches.
By the way, something else is little, but still, you know, it matters that happens on this Raw when Bret's taking on Psycho Sid. It's the first time Bret does the figure four around the ring post. You know how he hangs on the outside and does
oh, okay.
He does that to sit on the roll after this, and that's the first time he does it on TV anyway.
So huh.
There's a little interesting tidbit for you.
More you know.
Do, 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 do. That's right, we tried to educate you here. So after this rough pay-per-view, what'd you think of the main event? How much did that salvage?
I don't know if it salvaged.
It didn't
the
salvage
pay-per-view.
It, but it was the best thing on the pay-per-view.
It was by far the best thing on the pay-per-view.
Hands down.
Yeah, it was I'm giving it a 3.5 splattered DNA.
Splattered DNA everywhere.
That takes on a whole different meaning when you're a detective or forensic scientist.
Something funny we forgot to bring up is you haven't lived until you saw Vader try to put a sharpshooter on Bret Hart. And Bret was just spinning right around, baby, right around.
You know, in fairness, I don't know how the hell Vader saw
anything,
because he had so much blood coming out of his eye. He should have at least been half blind.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this match 4 attempted sharpshooters. Vader attempted a sharpshooter.
Attempted.
It didn't go very well.
Yeah, no.
Wow. All right, well, we did it. We made it to this in your house.
We did it. We did,
and we have a new champion for one night, Bret the Hitman Hart. It's probably his best title reign ever, I'm sure. And the next time we come to you, it will be WrestleMania. So there you go. And we'll be talking about WrestleMania. How's that?
That's right. Yeah. We'll be talking about results. So we'll get to talk about WrestleMania and WrestleMania.
Yes, that's nice.
You know, back in the day, we used to just do a whole separate podcast about WrestleMania.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we got to pick some matches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's pick some matches.
Favorite match of the night.
All right, well, this first one should be easy. Favorite match of the night. I don't even think there's anything else you could choose but the Fatal 4-Way. Let's do this real quick. Main event.
What?
What?
You don't want whatever their names versus Owen?
Furnace and LaFon, baby.
Or that fantastic Mark Mero versus Leif Garrett?
Yeah, it's Cassidy.
Cassidy. I forgot.
No, my favorite match of the night is the Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, it's the. There's no question. Yes, it's the Fatal 4-Way. That Fatal 4-Way may have saved it from being the worst in your house we've watched.
Yes, agreed.
Maybe. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
We'll try.
But yeah, that's definitely the best match of the night,
hands down.
Worst match of the night.
All right, now this one's actually a little bit harder because you got more to choose from. And I had to think about it for a minute. Like, there, you could have picked any of them. Actually, the literally six-man tag wasn't that bad. The Nation match wasn't bad enough. I almost picked the tag match, but at least there's some story there between Bulldog and Owen, so I'm going to go with that great kickoff match between Mark Mero and Leif Cassidy. That's going to be my...
I know, if we're going by expectations and then disappointments, I'd probably go with the Triple H and the Rock match, but I don't think that's not the worst. It was just disappointing.
Disappointing,
for
yes.
The excitement the I had for that match.
At that point, it became probably the best one of the night.
And I was hoping you were going to pick the tag team match.
Yeah,
because I was straight up, and I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm picking Leif Cassidy and Mark Merrill. It was just.
Like I said, the only thing that really saved the tag team, at least their story, like, there was no story in that kickoff match. It was just
no,
like,
and here's the thing with that one, is that sometimes the fans can really change.
Yes.
And maybe that match is better if the fans got into it. The fans did not get into it.
You have to.
There was just, it wasn't booing.
Your first match and your last match are supposed to be like the tone setters, right?
Yeah. And
there's a reason that John Cena's kicking off WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because that's going to pump the crowd up. And you didn't do that. It was shit, a little bit better shit, some more shit, and then this.
And the best shit.
Yeah, the best shit. Like, it was just, yeah. The crowd didn't care one bit about that kickoff match.
They did not.
They're starting to not care about Mark Mero. They didn't care about Leaf ever.
Which is kind of sad because Mark Mero is a little. He is impressive at
times. Yeah, he does some good moves. It's just.
But that just. Nobody cared.
It's the same with the Flash Funk thing, right? It's just like that style. These guys just don't care. They care more about their character and, you know, whatever. Those guys just aren't in the mix.
Yeah.
All right. We got to rank some in your houses.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's true. That's true.
In your house. Rankings.
All right, so here we go. It's in your house rankings, and I'm going to go from worst to first.
See, I'm so glad you finally have
taken... You came to the dark side?
You're...
It's because you had cookies, so I came to the dark side.
Yes, I did. I did have cookies. But I just think anticipation-wise, it's just better to go worst to best.
Worst to first, and you build up the anticipation.
Yeah, you build the anticipation.
We have 13 in your houses now at this point.
Yes, we do.
And, I'm going to start with the worst. At number 13, I have This in Your House.
This is your worst.
This is my worst. 13.
That main event did not save it.
Did not save it enough to not be the. I can't put it higher just because I had one good match. That doesn't.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
Yeah. So this is my worst. At 12, I have In Your House 4. At 11, I have In Your House 3. At 10, In Your House 2. At 9 is the original In Your House. At 8, I have In Your House 12. At 7 is In Your House 9. I had 6, I have In Your House 8. At 5, I have 6. At 4, I have 7. 3, I have In Your House 11. Number 2 is In Your House 10. And still at number 1, In Your House 5.
All right. Oh, that was rough. So, I'm going to go with In Your House 4 for 13. And then I'm putting this one at 12. I think that if we're going by paper or main events, which probably the best part of that one too, and that one was the British Bulldog versus Diesel.
Yeah.
Which I remember being kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, and this one had a much better main event.
That is true.
So, then this one is 12, and then I have 3 at 11. I have 12 at 10. I have In Your House 8 at 9. I just, I forgot that I have In Your House 1 all the way up at 8.
Ooh.
It's, you know, all the other pay-per-views, the first one's the worst, but In Your House 1 was actually decent. 2 is 7. 9 is 6. In fifth place, I have 7. Then I have 10, 11. Second place, I have 6. And then the best one's still 5. Still I believe five. That would be the one with British Bulldog,
Bulldog
versus
and Brett's too.
Bret Hart. And that was the first one. And that was so good.
So good.
I think 6 was sex. 6 wasn't their rematch, was it? The one where British Bulldog... Blood Like Crazy.
Well, that's 5. Brett, 5 is where Brett Blood Like Crazy.
Oh, I thought that was...
That's the match I complained about because it was the rematch from Wembley, technically.
And it was actually...
And I'm like, why would you do that? And it's still...
And that's why you do it.
And
that's
it's still the first...
Yeah, absolutely.
Still the best one, so... All right, well, we picked some matches, and we ranked some In Your Houses. It's time to plug those pluggables.
That's right. You can find me at Dragon Blazer Productions at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and also the TikToks.
TikTok.
And on the Twitter, you can find me at Dragon Blazer Pro. And then, of course, we have the YouTube page.
YouTube.
Raging Blaze, or the Boomer and Blaze. The Boomer and Blaze pay-per-view rewatch program YouTube page.
Yes.
And I've...
You just start
searching. I believe I'm 9 away from getting our pay-per-views.
Oh, we're halfway there.
Whoa!
Almost.
So close.
But you can also follow the show. We have that fabulous Boomer and Blaze Facebook page that you can follow.
We do,
You can follow us at Boomer_Blaze on the Twitter and the Instagrams, and at Boomer and Blaze Show on the TikToks.
And you can also... We are our Boomer and Blaze YouTube page. You can now listen to the podcast version on YouTube Music, I believe it is.
YouTube Music.
Yeah.
We do sing. And I'm sure they love it when we sing. They love when we bust out in our musical numbers.
I'm not sure if love is quite the word that they use, but sure. No, will it?
I don't know. Something's going to keep us together. I don't know. It's fine.
I've dealt with love a few times, and I haven't kept together at all. That song is a fucking lie.
It's all lies. You sound like Adam Sandler,
bullshit.
The wedding singer when he's mad. Love stinks. Oh, that's good
well,
stuff.
He loves her, but she loves him, and he loves somebody else. You just can't win.
See, they love our performances. We're this close to being a musical. Take this on Broadway.
Oh man, what would people do if we did a whole podcast as a musical?
Not listen. Our 30 listeners would get a 2.
Bret Hart is gonna win this match.
Yeah, I can see it now.
With a move.
With a move.
Like a pile driver or something.
Yeah, I can see it now. The
sharpshooter, perhaps.
Yeah, it would be great. It'd win an Emmy and an Oscar and all sorts of things.
We just need to get Lin-Manuel Miranda to write it. We're golden.
Yeah. Something like that. All right. Well, we made it through.
I mean, have you seen have you watched El Canto? Yeah. It's so fucking good, man.
Come on, man. It's good.
Encanto is fucking amazing.
Okay. Gosh.
I'm just saying, he wrote the music on that and it's good.
He's getting angry over Encanto over here. Like, it's okay.
I'm not getting mad. I'm just trying to share the excitement of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Do you even know who that
He's
is?
He's going to write the boomerang.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the guy that wrote the music for the Encanto. You just said that.
Before I just told you what the fuck.
He's the guy that's going to write the Boomer and Blaze Show musical. I know exactly who he is.
You don't know who he is, do you?
No, I don't. He's a composer, obviously.
Well, he's more than that. He's also a performer.
Okay.
He wrote Hamilton. You know the hit musical Hamilton?
Yeah.
That's like all the rage?
All the rage. And France.
He also wrote the music for Moana.
Marijuana.
Moana.
Oh,
you know that movie that had The Rock in it?
Yes.
You know the great song, What Can I Say Except You're Welcome?
Yeah, that one.
Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote that.
Gotcha. We need to start tweeting out.
I need you to be more fucking cultured.
Wow, okay. Wow.
It's like all you know is wrestling. You don't know fucking Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's a wrestling podcast. So I know
yeah.
wrestling.
Yeah. No, I guess that makes sense why you're on this podcast.
Jeez.
And not on the culture of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Exactly.
You don't know your musical people that write shit.
I know musical people, just not that person.
Just not that person.
Gosh.
He's like super fucking famous.
Apparently so. We'll take a poll. On the page, we'll see.
You know, he's so awesome that Weird Al made a Hamilton polka.
Well, as he should.
As he should.
You should be blessed to have Weird Al make your music.
I even watched a YouTube video of Lin-Manuel Miranda reacting to the Hamilton polka.
He better have loved it if he knows what's good for him.
He did love it.
That's good.
He did love it. He loves Weird Al.
As you should. As everyone does.
As everyone should.
Everyone should. We'll get him on for the halftime show eventually. It's going to happen.
That's fair.
We could have him at WrestleMania, Triple H. Why don't you listen up? Weird Al could host next year. The Miz is the host this year.
Oh, yes.
You
please.
Could host WrestleMania. That'd be cool. By the way, when you listen to this, you'll be listening to this right before you watch WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Because they're going to totally listen right away, right when it comes out.
Yes.
That's Saturday morning, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Plug, plug, plug. Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcast.
You're listening to the end of this right when, right before WrestleMania is about to start.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. It's part of the WrestleMania party.
You have to listen to this podcast before WrestleMania.
Stand and deliver WrestleMania.
That's yeah. We're like your before
your
WrestleMania,
pre-show.
Game. We're your pre-show. Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you want to watch that kickoff show with Booker T and Jerry
Lawler? Fuck Booker T and Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Undisputed.
I love you, Booker T and Jerry Lawler. And if you want to bring us on the pre-show,
we'll be there.
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing a live show from the WrestleMania? That would be amazing. Who wants to go fund that?
Yeah, we need that hush money. We need some hush money.
Can we do one of those Kickstarters or whatever they call
it? Yeah, the Kickstarter, right. Absolutely.
Rage and Blaze, or Rage and Blaze, I'm firing myself. Boomer and Blaze go to WrestleMania. We get the money, I don't even get to go.
Yeah.
We're on location. Boomer's back in the studio. Rage and Blaze, on location. Yeah, that'd be great. You'd do that to me too, wouldn't you? Just shafted myself.
Yeah.
Cut that. Let's just stop while we're ahead. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we made it through next week, WrestleMania 13. He already spoiled the main event for you, Sid versus The Undertaker. I wonder who's going to win that. Also, Stone Cold versus Bret the Hitman Hart. It's going to be worth it. Hopefully, we don't see LaFon and whatever the other guy's name is.
The fuck
that
thing
is. Who are you? Until then, this has been the Boomer and Blaze Show. I am Boomer.
And I'm Blaze.
And good night from Dragon Blazer Studios.